Hey everybody, Steve DeLaviaga, CEO and founder of Rise Consulting. I looked back 2 years ago today is when we founded our company. And I thought I'd get a little nostalgic because it has been exactly 2 years. And the reality is it's been a story of failing forward. And I want to share a little bit with you because when we started this thing, I left a company I respected, a job I loved. And I decided to try to go be a boat builder instead of a ship's captain. I was nervous, excited, I was scared, but enthused. And I was a little confused too, because 5 weeks after we started this company, COVID hit. And I had viewed us as a coaching, training, platform-based entity. And the reality was that wasn't the case at all 5 weeks after this, because we couldn't travel. And I'd never done a Zoom. It wasn't on my phone. I didn't even know what it was. So all of a sudden, business that I thought we'd had, I'd have six events booked. I had going to go be a national speaker. And all that was gone. And so like everything, when you fail forward, you just got to adapt and apply. So I called up Zoom. I've had some young kid walk me through it. And I just said, listen, everybody was scared and unsure. I said, we just got to add value. So I called some of my friends in the real estate space and said, hey, can we go ahead and just try to get this thing, just try to do a mastermind virtually? And we did it. We had 26 people at our first one, 48 at our second one. At our 10th one, we had 120. And at our 15th one, we had over 246. And it wouldn't hold that many. And so we broke the Zoom and had all these problems. But they were good problems. We were adding value. And then we made a decision. About July of that year, we said, listen, let's travel. Even though not everybody was super excited about it, we said, we got to be in front of people. And so we did it. We went out and failed our way forward. And I called on relationships that I had had throughout my entire career. And the reason I love real estate, the reason real estate is the greatest vertical market in the world is real estate equals relationship. That is the reality. It is, without exception, the most important thing you can have in this space. And you have to invest, pour into, and absolutely understand that an ROR, return on relationship, is the most important ROR you can have. The end. So the first 4 months, we then move and shift to kind of being a lead conversion company. I had worked with Realtor.com and Ojo and Realty.com and Prime Seller Leads. And I realized there was a data science and algorithm to this. And so I signed up every team. We also took a different tack. We went after teams. Everybody else was going after the broker. Everybody else was going after other things. And the truth was, we thought the team, which was going to be the longest serving, fastest, most successful vehicle in real estate to serve the consumer and convert lead opportunities. And lots of our lead folks didn't actually do that. So it was fascinating to me. And the reality is, as I learned, okay, if I could teach the teens, and I likened it when we started teaching it, and I taught everyone in the beginning, it's like Andy Dufresne crawling through that sewage pipe from the prison, through the river. You got out the other side of that 100 yards of crawling through mud and poop and gunk and urine. Once you got out the other side, you got to Zewantinale. You were in blue water on the beach enjoying yourself. And we learned we could get our teams to get past the first 60 days of what was called, challenging lead flow. And they got some conversion. We could get them into quality lead flow because the algorithm would recognize it. But so many agents quit before they ever got to the end of that mud pipe and that poop pipe. And the truth was, once we started teaching that, we had success. Then we had success stories. Then we went out and said, hey, now that we know this works, I never ask a question my relationship does not justify. I said, now that we know it works, can you help refer me? And what I love again about real estate is the relationship. They absolutely started to refer opportunity. Refer me people. We've now generated over 1 million leads in 2 years. We've been able to grow at 1,000% a year, year over year, 2,200% in growth since our inception to now. And it's all because our clients took a role in being able to ensure that they helped us be the best firm we could be. We're a 95% referral. And that's the reality. When you get referred, it matters. Now, I'm going to give you our formula for how we hire. We have 19 people that now work for us. It's crazy to say that out loud from where we started. And the reality is I have one that came from real estate. Everyone else had zero real estate background, and that's how I wanted it. I did not want a bunch of people from real estate telling me how they think they should do things, how they did their things, blah, blah, blah. Not something I wanted to do. So here was our formula from a staff perspective. I call it the Fab Four attributes. Number one, you got to have a high work motor. You got to love the game. You got to love to go to work. Not as easy to find anymore, but if you look, it's there. Number two, you have to have a large capacity and a willingness to learn. If you don't want to learn, if you're not inquisitive by nature, if you're not like, teach me, show me, coach me, where it's almost addicting, don't hire that person. A person who's willing to learn is so much more valuable than someone who's got years and years of very average experience in the space. Number three, you have to have an intelligence capacity. You have to be able to have, now, remember, I'm not talking about school smarts. Remember, I was publicly school educated and a very average student my entire career. But I had a capacity for wanting to take in information. Look at a guy like Joe Rogan who does a good job. Joe Rogan puts a lot of smart people on his podcast so that he can then glean some information out of that nuggets. I think that's so important. I love the fact that I always want to surround myself with the smartest people and glean one nugget, one nugget, one nugget. The fourth Fab Four attribute is likability. I want to work with and be around people I like. I have no desire to be working with people, clients, or people in my firm that I don't like. I've done that before where I had to. That'll never happen again. The reality is you have to be able to like the people you're with. It makes life better. Then we make every single employee, everyone, sign our RISE rules of engagement. We tell them, these are core components to our culture at RISE. You must read it and sign it as an agreement contract if you're going to work here. That's how important I feel like it is. And I'm going to give them to you now, our 10 rules of engagement. I'll read them to you. Number one, at RISE, we have a high work velocity. There's no substitute for hard work. So they know right away, you're going to have to go to work or this won't work for you. Number two, at RISE, we will choose to be honest rather than gentle. The end goal is to help us all get better. We believe to do that, you must engage in direct, honest conversation. Let me tell you something. Of our 19 people, 18 of them are under 32 years of age. And I talk to all of them honestly and directly. You know what's funny? That whole snowflake thing of they don't like direct, it's not true. If you find the right people that want to get better, and again, just like a client, you can't ask a question your relationship doesn't justify. You can't critique a staff member unless your relationship justifies your ability to critique. What I mean by that is I love them hard and then I coach them hard. But I can't do that if I'm casual about how I care about them. They have to know I will go to the mat for you. I love you. But I can also call them and go, are you shitting me right now? Fix this immediately. I want this done. Tag me when you do this and make sure it's finalized today in the next 60 minutes. I can say it just like that because if you love them hard, you can coach them hard. Too many times people want to coach hard without loving or they want to do all love. Be honest rather than gentle. It's important. Thirdly, at RISE, we will be customer-centric. We will solve problems quickly and limit bureaucracy. You're empowered to assist a customer. They pay our bills. Any of my staff, anybody, no matter who you are, can spend up to $1,000 to service a customer and fix a problem, and I'll never, ever complain. Does that mean every decision that we've done there has been great? No, but I'll tell you what is great. They have the ability, and they fix it. Even if I don't like how it was done, it might cost me a little money, but the customer loves that we solve problems. Number four, at RISE, we will be part of the solution. If you bring a problem, bring at least two suggested solutions. That does two things. It limits problems. Because people won't bring me a problem unless they've already written out two solutions. When they write out two solutions, they usually solve, one of them solves the problem, so they don't even bring it to me. Less issues for me to deal with, and I like that. At RISE, we believe in making a profit, creating income opportunities for our internal partners and staff is important. The world is yours if you seek it. I want them to know that profit's good. We're a multi-million dollar firm. I show them our revenue and our profit every month. And I tell them, don't count my money, count yours. Everybody has gotten to grow with us. And if that way they know they're safe. A number of lenders are now laying off clients with the refi boom going away. Title companies will start to do the same thing as soon as the refis start to close out, and they are. The reality is in our firm, because of our profit and our growth, people always have a job, and that matters. Number six, at Rise, we are a sales-driven entity. We value revenue, we value new client acquisition, and we reward accordingly. Listen to me, I pay all 19 people, all of them a commission, anytime anybody brings a client. So if my executive admin, which is done, she brought one client, I pay her as if it's commission. My operations person or my virtual assistant brings a client, I pay them like it's their commission. That way people are clear it is a sales-driven organization. We reward success. Number seven, we will deliver bad news first. All problems can be solved if found early enough. A long illness is a sure death. Get in front of the challenges before they get big. At Rise, that's important. Any problem can be solved if found early. Ask for bad news first. Number eight, at Rise, we believe in the power of ROR, return on relationship. We are a relationship-based firm, and we value both our internal and external relationships, especially our internal partners. ROR, not ROI. The greatest ROR you can have is return on relationships. Way better than any money you spend for ROI, lead flow, etc. If you take care of people and invest in it, it pays you back 10x. Trust me, I know. At Rise, we value family. Family comes first. That mindset's embraced in our firm. That's number nine. I love that we have 19 people on a call and seven of them have their babies in their arms while we're having our leadership call every month. No one will work harder for you than a single mother or a mother trying to provide for her family. Trust me, it matters. At 10, at Rise, we are a growth-focused organization. Growth is attractive. Growth attracts talent. It allows us to influence large populations in the real estate space. We will always have a growth mentality. This to me is exciting because the reality is I am having so much more fun being a boat builder than I ever had being a ship's captain. Now, in that formula, that's the internal staffing. Number two, for the formula for success, we went out and attacked the influence. Of the top 10 teams in the nine major brokers in the United States, I have almost 69% of those teams in my network. I made the point, it took longer, it was slower, but if you go get the influence and you add value to them, I never asked them to refer me. I never gave anybody a free month. I said, this is a good ROI, ROR for you. Let me try with you. And I never asked them for a single thing until we knew it worked. And once it worked, I asked for their influence to help refer me. 95% of our business is by referral. We sign up 50 plus teams a month now, and that's about to go to 200 starting in March. Our clients at the influence level bring the herds. It's a 10x ROR when you have the influence. And then lastly, for the formula for success, tell your story loudly with facts and data. Tell it to the masses. Average agent in our program does 7.41 more deals a year. Agent, not team. So if a team's got three agents in it, that's 23-ish deals a year. Average commission on 7.41 transactions, say it's $380,000. That's $44,000 in commission net after paying referral fees. $44,000 we're making agents a year that stay in our program for 12 months. It's one of the best ROIs you could ever get on lead conversion. Lastly, I want to ask you out there when you're thinking about this. For me, it was scary, wasn't sure. Man, the best thing I ever did was choose to be a boat builder. I would never go back, ever go back to being a ship's captain because growth is addicting. I never want to hear again, that's not how we do it. I never want to hear again, we've always done it this way. I want to hear, hey, how do we make it better? Let's bend it. And don't be afraid to even break it. Growth is what's attractive. And the reality is we're going to keep building a bigger platform. We're going to keep growing what we do. And I'm so appreciative of the many, many people, past and present, that still refer me, people I worked with years ago, people I worked with over the last 2 years. It just means the whole world. That's why I love real estate. Real estate is relationships. That's what it is. What's your ROR? The most thing you can invest in, the best thing you could ever invest in. Thanks, guys. Make it a great day. Rise up.